Good afternoon, and welcome to We the People Radio. My name is Erin Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
Today and today only, it is August 18th, 2019, in case we replay this program and we talk about things that are current events that might not be current.
Yeah, we weren't insinuating that you didn't know what the date was.
Well, the bad part is we have replayed shows, and actually we had a different president when we replayed the show.
And it sounded, yeah.
And we were kind of capping on him, and they're like, what? People were all mad, so we got to make sure we designate our point in time for the original thing. And we hope you'll join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, and that gives you all the information about our guests. After the program, we always have a commercial-free archive posted, and it doesn't cost you to listen, so it's free of commercial, free of charge. And I added something. I found something yesterday.
Don't forget, there is also a chat attached to that.
Correct.
As well.
Yep. When you click on the listen online button, there is a chat feature if you're listening between noon and two on Sunday afternoon. Outside of that, you'll be chatting with a different show that has nothing to do with this, and they may not know what you're saying. But I did find yesterday, while I was supposed to be listening to a presentation, I was working on the webpage, and I found a comment function that was kind of new for our web service. And so you can add comments at the bottom of the page. I was going to put them at the top, and I thought, well, that's kind of distracting. But any old time, doesn't have to be during the live program. It could be any old time later. You can add comments to the bottom of the page. So it's going to ask you for your name. It's going to require your name and your email address, which is your email address is not displayed. The name is. If you don't want to use your real name, I don't care, because I'm not writing a book. It's just a function of the comment app that's on there. So we hope you'll add some comments. We have got tons of archives for you on lots of different topics. Oh, yeah, another thing I did for you yesterday, I created an Islam tab at the top of the page. So I had no idea how many shows we did. It was a lot, though. It's a huge list of programs, anything that had to do with that. And so they are all now in one place for you. I've got to kind of tidy it up, pretty it up a little bit, but it is there. So we have all the programs on South Africa, China, Islam, environmentalism, marijuana. I've got the bad eggs page, which would be bad bureaucrats and friends of bureaucrats that are making people's lives hard. And anybody who's done a lot of research on them, we've posted that for you. So that's kind of fun. And veterans. So there you go.
That covers it.
Trying to make the thing more useful. We have like 10 years of archives, and it's a total pain to read down through them. And sometimes I was sort of clever with the title, and, you know, it doesn't help you any, tell you what the show's about. So I'm trying to cluster them, as it were. Did I forget anything?
No, I think you did a wonderful job.
That's it.
That's it.
You're going to be very docile today. This is going to take a
long time. No. I'm paying close attention.
It's going to take
a long time. I'm accused of not tracking today. So,
not,
you know,
being focused.
I'm watching.
And we have Jason, our new engineer, our substitute engineer, who's a new engineer.
I am new. Yeah. I've been here for a few weeks now, but.
You're new to us. How's that?
Yeah. First time.
You're like recycled. You're new to us.
He knows what buttons to push. Come on.
Yeah, so far. I was just trained this morning, so everything should be okay.
There shouldn't be any problems at all.
Yeah, it will be fine.
No. Okay. So now you know who all the cast characters is and who to blame.
Oh, yeah.
The webpage is screwed up. It's my fault. If we have sound quality problems, that's Jason's fault. You know. Oddly enough, Bill's not allowed to touch anything.
That's
so.
Right. No blame will be cast here.
Well. Jason, pretty much it's between the two of us, so whatever we want to blame Bill for.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, and that is part of the service we require you to provide. Blame.
Add that to my job title. Excellent.
Yeah, we like it. Oh, my goodness. All right, so that's the only fun part of the show today. It's fun's over now. Now the fun killer will come on. Now he doesn't turn into the fun killer till later. But we have Dr. Lyle Rapacki with us, and I should tell you before we start, you know, into all this topic, we're gonna, you know, evil never really wins, and I'm changing the title of the show. I'm gonna make it that. That seemed more appropriate. But Dr. Rapacki is a private sector intelligence, behavioral analysis, and threat assessment specialist. And since June of 2010, oddly enough, that's the year we started this show, he's provided select members of the Arizona legislature with intelligence briefings on border security and threats to Arizona sovereignty. And he also receives, analyzes, and disseminates critical intelligence from and to law enforcement, intelligence, and government communities, and us. We're just tagged on the end there. He's the author of dozens of white papers, bulletins, and briefings, many of which have received distribution to and by local, state, and federal law enforcement. And I've listed a whole bunch of shows, but they only go back to 2016, and I think there are more, but I got to go dig them out. So we've got a whole heap of them. Our other guest, who's on the line with Lyle, so if anything goes wrong there, we blame Lyle just to make sure we know who's in charge. His name is Jim Stockstill. Jim has been on with us before. He doesn't really get to say much. I think today he's going to get to say more. But Mr. Jim Stockstill is nationally recognized for being a subject matter and security specialist in the area of maritime transportation systems, including but not limited to inland waterways, ports, and outer continental shelf. He serves on the Intelligence Subcommittee of the U.S. Coast Guard's Gulf of Mexico Area's Maritime Security Committee. Say that twice really fast. And let's see, he's been involved in politics. He does, he's got an MBA in international finance. He graduated with honors in economics and marketing. I've got some fun pictures of him by some large planes and some speeding Coast Guard equipment. And
a dog that bites.
And a dog that probably does bite on command, actually. Looks like a command biter right there.
Yeah.
And anyway, all around good guy. So, fellas, that's the end of our part of the whole show. It's your job. I don't know how you worked it out, but who gets to speak first?
Well,
that was a big deep breath there.
Yeah, I just woke up from the nap listening to you guys.
So. Yes!
No, I'm good.
It's gonna be
a good
day.
It's a good day. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm okay. Jim is probably gonna carry the ball a lot today. Jim and I worked together on exposing the spiritual aspects to what's taking place politically or secularly across our nation, be it the coup to dislodge President Trump, to the pedophilia that is now making the news, but it's been going on for many decades,
and other
areas. What we have done, and Jim will fill in the pieces here, is begun to alert those who will listen, and that's not funny. I mean, those who will listen. There's just a lot of people who don't really, don't bother me with the facts. My mind's made up, or don't bother me at all because there's Monday Night Football coming up, and I'm really happy with my Starbucks, and life is good, and I don't want to hear bad things. So, those people that really have ears to hear and eyes to see, that's who we've been focusing on, sharing with them. You need to take a look at, or you might want to take a look at, the spiritual dimensions that's rocking this nation, be it the attacks on our families, marriages, our schools, the change that's occurring deliberately to deny that the United States is a sovereign nation, and the attempts to move the United States into the world community, the global community. So things of that nature, also the pedophilia that I know Jim's going to talk about, there's a huge spiritual dimension to this that is not being reported because it's no longer acceptable to salute the flag, much less say the Pledge of Allegiance, much less acknowledge that you're a Christian. The government is stepping into every aspect they can, and Mr. Trump is doing everything he can to nullify that, but the forces that are lined up are absolutely pretty remarkable, and they are all hell-bent on collapsing how this nation was founded, what we stand for, and our sovereignty as a nation. They want us collapsed. That's why you see and are hearing so much about the border. They want the border to go away so people can come and go and come into the United States. And, of course, the United States then will take care of them financially in every means. This is part of socialism, which also is anti-God, Marxism, which is clearly anti-God. And with setting it up this way, I'm going to have Jim lead us off, and I don't know if he's going to talk. Jim, it's funny.
How about this? Before he does that, let's take a really swift break, and then we'll come right back with Jim. And then,
okay, let's do that.
All right, Jim. You're listening to We the People. Please join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California,
which we weren't, but you know what? Every now and then songs just demand to be played, and that song was supposed to be a different song, but that song demanded to be played. So it must mean something.
Absolutely.
All right, Jim.
Yeah.
We're off to you.
You know, before we start out, I wanted to mention that I just got off the phone with Zeke Elliott, our running back from the Dallas Cowboys, who's holding out on his contract. And I believe I deserve more than $2 an hour. On the show, being Cajun, I know what white papers are. There's nothing on them. You just pass them out because of white papers. So when you say he produced a lot of white papers over the years, I'll start producing a lot of white papers and staple them. So
I got a ream of white paper at home, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, for Cajun, when you said white papers, I thought you just meant typing paper and you know,
well,
staple it.
Well,
that is what we
meant. Jim,
I wanted to be sure that you knew I'm holding out.
We try to keep those pay contracts confidential. I know Lyle.
If you air it out.
For you Packy, you're still at $1.87.
That's bad.
Yeah. Speaking of all the money in California.
Jim, go ahead and let Jim turn over for a few minutes.
There has to be some levity. There are topics, as Lyle mentioned, that I don't want to look at. I don't want to think about. I'd rather look at some other things. But let me list out three things, and I'll start in, and then we'll kind of either dialogue or let Lyle add to that. I'm going to talk about witches, warlocks, high priests. The next is the deep state that we had mentioned a year ago and people were scoffing at us a year and a half ago, and we were putting out a position papers. And then the dark state, which very few people know the intricacies of the deep state and the dark state. But the dark state in particular, because in the news with the pedophilia and the accidental, well, let's say he committed suicide of a certain individual lately. So let me say, by the witches, people kind of scoff and laugh at that, and that's the second largest holiday season we have in the year. But it's amazing that witches around the world this year, and I used to think witches as being like Bewitched or Samantha, and there was no harm. But these people are diabolical that practice the dark side. So witches, warlocks, high priests, which is a very serious thing. People are like, oh, this guy's getting off into the, you know, stuff of costumes and Halloween and the devil with a pointed tail. Around the world, these have come together and said, let's unify our efforts. And one of the first times they started was on February 24th at midnight, where they would cast their spells, incantations, hexes, and everything directly at Donald Trump. And they said every crescent moon following that, we're going to do the same thing. So you may want to circle your calendar for August the 27th. That's the next binding that these people are going to do. It's gotten so, I can't say real or serious to these people, that they have actually published a book called Magic for the Resistance. Now, the word resistance, obviously, we know from everything Trump has done. And it says rules and spells for change. So they send this out to different witches and warlocks, and they're speaking from the same page of this is the spells, incantation we're going to direct towards the President of the United States. Written by Michael Hughes. I've never heard of anything like that with a former president and be so out front with it and mainstream media cover it like they have. You say, why is that important? Deep dark magic ties into the deep state in one area in particular, whether you believe in it or not. Part of that is animal sacrifice and the drinking of blood of animals. And the ultimate sacrifice that you can make within those rituals is if you have a baby, and then you're able to drink the blood of that baby out of the womb. So there are, within the deep state, we'll talk about it, actual women that are used and tied into the sex trade as slaves that not only perform for whatever pleasures individuals want, there are a certain number, and they are identified not by name but by number, so they're dehumanized. But those children that are blonde-haired and blue-eyed or a particular look are those most sought out by the dark state players that use in all the rituals that they do. And we can get in as we progress the OWL location out above San Francisco, where many gather and they offer sacrifices. And some of these are the largest names and CEOs of major corporations, high military, former cabinet members. Anyone that you can imagine are part of this group. And that's at you know, the Bilderberg Grove up above San Francisco.
Yeah, Bohemian
but
Grove.
One of the things, you know, one of the things we looked at is just that movement towards evil that we wouldn't even speak of in the past, or really even think of, is Halloween was putting skeletons on and go trick-or-treating. That's not what these people are looking at. These people look to injure, hurt, and harm and use evil from the evil master to send curses and to harm people and to harm their children in many ways. So that factor will tie in to the dark state in just a few minutes. But the deep state, Dr. Apaki and I and several others had looked at this about a year and a half ago, and we started putting out position papers and saying there is a silent coup underway. Once this president in 2016 pulled off the largest upset in the history of the United States for president, they never thought that he would become president. He had everything against him. Hillary Clinton with 2 billion, the media, the DNC, and now we learned that some of the major alphabet agencies were politicized against him, besides Hollywood, besides the media. So he was against nearly every entity, including many within the RNC and many of the establishment Republicans. But once he pulled that off, then deep state, which are just foot soldiers, got their orders from the dark state to say, we have to have an insurance policy. And people now will hear that on television if they hear, if they listen to proper news. They're still spinning the Russian thing. But they can see that these top people in these agencies, Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, Loretta Lynch meeting with Bill Clinton before, during these investigations in Comey, we're starting to find out they formed a cabal within those agencies that are supposed to be law enforcement and justice, and they had an insurance policy, and their insurance policy was a phony dossier that they had put together, paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and the FBI knew that it wasn't real, and yet they went to FISA court and used that. All of that sounds like some type of Grisham book, that who could come up with something that crazy, and it'd probably be a pretty good selling book, it'd be interesting. The sad part is true, is we tried to prevent him from being elected, and oh my God, he got elected. Now what can we do to bring him down? And that was the insurance policy and all the players involved and covering each other. But now over a year later with the Freedom of Information Act and several groups suing, and it's like pulling teeth from the DOJ and the FBI. We have enough information today and enough hearings to see that these people were actually in a silent coup to overthrow and to keep this president out of the Oval Office. And if he is in the Oval Office, what can we do to remove him and have the people rebel against him because of all these things that supposedly he had done? So I'll stop at the dark, at the deep state and turn that piece over to Lyle covering the witches and how that covers over to the deep state and some of those players, their foot soldiers. And then a little later, we'll get into the dark state, which is the most nefarious of all of them. So I don't know if you want a commercial or turn it over to Dr. Repacki.
Should we take an early break? We could take an early break and then come back.
We don't have to break in the middle of it.
If we take an early break, we don't have to break. But we do. We got to actually take the break because it's going to be an early break.
Instead of a late break.
And it erupts into a Seinfeld episode.
Well, now it's not an early break.
All right, hit it, Jason. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Sad when I start thinking about radio.
Well, okay.
Well, there you go, Lyle. You're not going to get a better intro than that.
Oh, that's a great intro, you guys. Thank you very much.
Sure.
And to the engineer. I think picking up on what Jim was saying, it sounds, I don't know, Hollywoodish when you're talking about witches and warlocks and covens and all of that. What is that going to do with the politics? You have to appreciate that all of those that practice the black arts, even the white arts, they're after power. They're looking to increase their ability to have and control power. And what do you do with all this power? Well, in this case, one of the common denominators that's becoming publicly known now, it's no longer occultic, meaning hidden. It's becoming almost front page news, and people just kind of laugh it off. And that is to collapse this nation from its Judeo-Christian foundation and alter it completely into something it was never intended to be. That's why you're seeing such, in the political arena, you're seeing such attacks on all the things that we've historically held sacred, traditionally have revered, historically have respected, including our flag, but everything else connected to family, duty, honor, country, all of it is under attack. The whole idea of church and state must be separated. That's not constitutional. That was never what our founders said at all. But our government has done such a job, along with the media, convincing the public, and with the school systems not teaching appropriately, after many decades, people just really believe there's a separation of church and state. No, there isn't. There never was. And if you look at our founding documents, it was never intended that way. They were just the opposite. Very clear that this was a nation, unlike no other nation at that time or since, that was ordained by God. Read the documents. Don't sit and argue with me. They're in the founders' documents. They're very clear. And the power bases today are doing all that they can to remove anyone in elected office. Doesn't matter, local, a city, county, state, federal, that will stand up for not only our documents, our founding documents, but for our Judeo-Christian heritage and for the maintaining of this nation as a sovereign nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I'm not being funny. I mean, look at the words. Read the words. Really look at what we take for granted. Well, these other people, as Jim was pointing out, they're not taking it for granted. They're going about it in a very dedicated, focused fashion. And for the most part, most Americans are either too bothered or too preoccupied to deal with that stuff, and they're counting on that. So we do have a tremendous conflict raging right in front of us that is almost concealed because Americans are just too busy, and we've also had it too good for too long. We've not had to do what our forefathers did, which is stand up and fight for our freedom, fight for our absolute freedom, not only religious, but our individual freedom. We don't hear it in the pulpits. We don't even hear it in Congress, other than maybe, oh, both in the House and the Senate, there's probably anywhere from 35, maybe up to 50 members of the Congress who you will hear stand and talk about our tradition, our foundation, who we are. For the most part, No, they're really criticizing everything and anything. They're not problem solvers. They're problem presenters. They present more problems than you can imagine, but no solutions how to deal with them. So I think Jim is raising a point that is probably very rich for this show, and I mean, it's incredible that you and Bill, Aaron, are allowing this platform, because you're one of the few that's allowing this information that is so key, so critical, to even see the light of day.
It was kind of funny. I never really told Bill, but I was on a conference call with you and Jim the other day, and you guys were like, you know, you guys might get hate mail. People might call you. We're like,
oh, good.
Oh, we so don't care about that.
Jim.
If you don't like the show, you could listen to a different channel.
Sure.
Lyle, do you think in light of what Trump's done as far as the economy, jobs, you know, I mean, we are in way better shape now. People are actually working and spending money and so forth. Do you think that's having almost a negative effect as far as people getting involved and paying attention to what's going on? Because now they really are preoccupied with the luster of a good economy. Do you think that's serving as a little bit of a distraction?
You know, I think that's a really great question, Bill. I mean that sincerely. That's not a platitude. I think that is really a great question because, yeah, America, we've had it really well almost from our founding. We went through some really rough times when we had Bush and Obama in there because they were birds of the same feather for the most part, mm-hmm. different parties, but it didn't matter. And that's what I think Jim was alluding to, is this is not a Republican-Democrat thing. This is a dark state. And dark state is very different than deep state people. And those that are involved in the dark state are families that go back generations who are involved in ritualistic ceremonies and activities. The whole purpose being is to create power for themselves and destroy, literally destroy, that which we all know and make something new. Now going back to your more pertinent question here, what Trump is doing is he is reversing, go back to Reagan, so since 1986, mm-hmm. he is reversing the trend of what's taken place internationally economically, where the United States was to decrease in power and influence and just become another country, with the idea that China would now become the dominant economic driving force in the world. And Mr. Trump has proven that to be a falsehood. It's the United States that really makes and sets it for other countries to establish their own economic freedoms. And as he has done so, he has changed, literally changed, the international monetary system. And the dark state is livid. They can't barely bring themselves to speak about the bitterness they have for this man who has come in and tipped over the apple cart of what, 50 years, all these
years.
Yeah,
he's not part of the club. In fact, I read somewhere.
No, not at all. He's not even up for a nomination. Remember, but you're right, Bill. I mean, I think what's happened is he has applied good old Western, if you'll allow me that, common sense capitalism with business savvy, all the years of business make the deal, and he's brought it forward into the government, and he's running our government as a business, which it is.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is.
So,
it's amazing though, the accomplishments that he has made without the full support of the Congress.
Oh yeah.
Opposition in every way he can.
Absolutely.
But what strikes me, Bill, to your question, and it goes to the heart of this, is power, money, and sex are usually the three things. But when you look at the power, you actually now have Democratic candidates hoping for a recession. They were speaking from, they all get their talking points from the same source. And last week, the market went down and they were jubilant, and you could see that this is Trump's economy. The first 2 years was Obama, and this is now Trump. And now it's back up to 300. But you never have seen a party wish so much that a country would fail so they can get in power and use that against the president. And it's just astounding to me that a regular Democrat wouldn't look at that and say, why wouldn't you pull for the United States? Why wouldn't you pull that we succeed and do well and people be lifted up? It's like all the boats that float higher with a rising tide. Why is it that everything he does they oppose, and now they're wishing for a recession?
Because it's all they hear.
That's the point what Lau said, power.
Well, you know, Jim, it depends on where you live. Like, I know in the Bay Area, if you're listening to regular TV news and you're reading the Contra Costa Times, you never, ever, ever hear one thing that has happened that is good. You don't hear anything about that. It's funny, even in this Jeffrey Epstein thing, person will remain nameless, my mom, who thinks that President Trump was best pals with Jeffrey Epstein. And it's like, okay, that's not even actually real. But very interesting to me that she gets no information. If you're not online and you're not reading like Epic Times, or you're not doing some research and looking into some of those things, they just flat don't know. And the propaganda is so thick, you know, with CNN and all the rest of them, that you just potentially don't know.
If you hear it enough, I understand you'll begin.
Then there's that.
I quit watching the news about 2 years ago, and occasionally Luke will give me something from Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or one of those. But the people that sit and watch it after a while over and over and over believe that. This whole Russian hoax, the whole insurance policy, it's incredible to think that the people appointed that are entrusted, not only by the people, but God puts people into positions. And when you violate your position, not only are you failing the people, they don't think in these terms. They don't look at it. But from a person that has a spiritual background, God raises people up and puts them in position so that they can do good and do his will. And they have violated that completely. Instead of being light, they have become darkness. And what we had put out about a year ago is that those backroom deals and the corruption and the system that worked in the swamp, we anticipated and predicted that all of this would have been swept under the rug if Hillary had been elected. But slowly and surely, with Loretta Lynch and all the others out of office, this is coming to the forefront. And people will be able to look back and see that this whole thing cost us money. It locked up Congress, so they didn't get anything accomplished. They're not doing their job. So there's a consequence to this stuff. People say, they're just having meetings. They should be doing things about our border. They should be doing things about our infrastructure. They should be doing things about our health care. But they're tied up in this political pawn play to see who can have the power and sound bites of who can get elected in 2020. And the American people are the one that suffer from the whole thing that Trump has basically accomplished with just a few people helping him. So I do agree with you that it depends on what part of the country and what state is red, what state is blue.
Well, the other thing, too, I would really encourage people, especially conservative people, I would really encourage them, if you have, like, satellite radio, you really ought to be listening to the Progressive Channel. You should be listening to MSNBC. Yep. You should be listening to those, because, honestly, once you listen to that stuff, you're like, I know why they're so far down the rabbit hole.
Hillary Clinton, it looks like a cheerleader compared to what this current batch. I mean, if they become elected.
It's amazing what they're being, what people are being fed.
Yeah, we've got to take a really quick break. We're going to be in big trouble.
We will come back with our guests, Jim Stockstill and Dr. Lyle Rapacki. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
All gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Maybe it's a bad, bad thing. Maybe did a bad, bad thing. Maybe did a bad, bad thing. Maybe did a bad, bad thing. You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two?
All right, fellas, I forgot whose turn it is. Were we still fighting over the microphone?
Well, I was gonna make one last comment before Lyle. You had asked me before, Aaron, if I was still involved in GOP and the Republican politics, and there was a time I was a bundler and raised a lot of money for a lot of people, and I got discouraged with the number of RINOs that were in the party, and they were just looking at headcount rather than quality, and so I really didn't have any confidence in either one of the parties. I'm having to rethink that when you look at the Democratic Party and what they stand for or what they don't stand for. What they stand for is everything against the Founding Fathers and, as Lyle had indicated earlier, the Judeo-Christian principles. And if that's not a term listeners like, what about just good morals and character that we were raised by that it has become so, with pornography and with the internet and live streaming. For example, just the other day, when they had the live shooting, the guy was streaming it out on Facebook. And I think it's an unbelievable thing we face. But back to the point, the Democratic Party has gotten so left and so anti-American and so anti-moral values. Then I'm almost ready to go back and join and raise money in the Republican Party, because the worst liberal in the Republican Party has got to be, would be a major conservative. We didn't get in the Democratic Party, but and that, as we had talked about before, my mom, my dad, my grandparents, everyone was in the Democratic Party. They don't even recognize it. They're like, what do we stand for anymore? And the things they stand for is, you want borders open so that those people can come across, and we owe them health care, we owe them food stamps, we owe them all those types of things when we're not taking care of our veterans, when we're not taking, you can see San Francisco, the streets are lined with tents. So it's a difficult for people to understand how we have changed, and I contend that we changed because we took God out of every segment of society that they could.
Well, we don't have to convince anybody of any of that, actually, if you just point to the new, it really is, actually, the new stand on abortion. I mean, the idea that you could kill a child if they were actually outside the womb and alive, and that debate still is open. Well, you know, I guess maybe we should still be able to kill them. That's a level of depravity that I'm not sure anybody would have ever admitted openly in the past. You would have lied about that. Should have lied about
it. You can't even get your mind around something like that. I'll give you one story, and I'll leave it. And I don't mean to insult people's daughters, but it was about detectives went to a scene, and this teenager, she had been beaten up, and really bloody, and they came on the scene, and they called her parents, and she got there. And when they got there, you know, the detectives were looking and talking to her, and they said, well, we're sorry this happened to your daughter, but, you know, it's happened to a lot of prostitutes. And they said, what do you mean a prostitute? And they said, well, we thought your daughter was a prostitute. Look at the way she's dressed. Mm. And they said, that's the way she always dresses. She's going to a nightclub. And I thought how much we have changed.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, you're a big hater now if you say that.
Out to go. I'm thinking those two detectives, we thought she was a hooker. And you're telling me this is the way you let your daughter go out, you know, to a nightclub at night. So that has so changed, and it's different. So it invites, I think even some of that invites some of the things that we see that take place that are nauseating, and some of the violence that takes place as a result of that. So,
well, I mean, the concept of not advertising something that you aren't actually selling, you know, it's not really a new idea.
Yeah, and I know what you're saying. It's not her fault that happened to her. However, there are people out there that look at that sort of thing, that sort of dress, and figure, hey, fair game.
Well, there's a reason we don't carry our money on the outside of our wallets. We put it on the inside. You know, there are a lot of things you can do to, you know, keep yourself safe. Think bad things happen anyway, but we don't have to bring it right to our doorstep. And a lot of this, not being able to actually even have that discussion, the fact that this would be considered not okay to even kick around. You can't even talk about it. How dare you? That's a pretty dark place in our society.
It ties into the whole thing. And as you and I, Lyle, we were talking the other day, and it was on the news just a couple of days ago, it's because it's recent, is the kid that got a brand new BMW from his parents. And he wanted a Jaguar. And so he took Facebook and a couple of his buddies, and he went and drove the brand new BMW into the lake and watched it sink. And when the police and they arrived, he said, I wanted a Jaguar. I didn't want a BMW. And I thought, what in the world? What did we raise nowadays? And it was a nice, brand new 740 type BMW. And the parents said, well, we wanted to buy him a Jaguar, but we also had to buy the daughter a brand new car too. And I thought, you know, I don't know where Goober and Andy and Aunt B and some of those would fit in any of this, but they would, you know, I'll leave it at that.
Their heads would have exploded.
No, we see that. We saw that a lot. We used to live in a little community outside of town, and in the morning the high school traffic was kind of bad, not city standards, but I was always amazed at what the kids were driving to high school. I mean, when I went to school, you found an old wreck and you fixed it up and you drove it, and you were pretty proud of that car. You earned it. You bought it. Not that today. The kids are given.
You drove our
brand
feet
new
to
cars.
School.
Yeah.
We had one car. There was no. Yeah. It's just interesting. And so between the allowing all that sort of thing and then. And then not having open dialogue is really difficult. We should be able to weigh those things. But I think a lot of those kids would be like, how dare we even say these things? Makes me want to do a whole show about it.
It's different. So, and the reason I mean is just that cultural change, and if people, like I said, don't like Judeo-Christians or scripture or background in church, just decency and morals and character that everyone should, you know, you look and say, it's, you don't run into the restaurant from the back door and beat the people up because you didn't get enough ketchup. And I never would have heard of that in my life. Or to throw a malt on the person behind the counter because it took too long to get your hamburger. That's society. But
while we're throwing things, how about throwing water at the police?
or jeering them when they're trying to get the shooter, you know, who already had a long rap sheet out of the place that wounded six police officers.
But yeah, that's a big sign of a society that's breaking down rapidly.
Well, That though is a plan. That is part of with Antifa and the other pieces with the Soros groups that people don't, they think it's just happenstance. This is a planned out Saul Alinsky type of approach that the deep state has been ordered to do by the dark state. And these foot soldiers are carrying out their piece at the highest level. But Lyle alluded to, this goes down to the state level, the municipal level, every level they can. You have to corrupt from within, and Rome fell from within. So they figured if they could collapse the United States from within, not only economically, but socially and morally, and you saw the previous administration almost had eviscerated, you know, the military. I mean, the budget cuts were unbelievable. And I believe we had mentioned before, I knew 65 flag officers that had to resign and end their career because they wouldn't go along with the politics. So it was a set strategy and course that has been there since the beginning, 1607, of how do we bring this nation down so it can be one part of a global world order, one world religion, one world monetary system, and then you have the very few elites, the 13 satanic bloodlines, then you get into the dark state running everything. So that's, it's part of a plan, and yet people that don't keep up with it just see society's changing, but it's done on purpose.
Oh, it's changing, all right. Hey, fellers, we have to take a quick break for some capitalism in the news, such as it is, and then we'll come back with you, and we'll get into that whole deep state on the backside. How's that?
Okay, good.
All right. We've got a little Stevie Wonder superstition for you going out. We're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.com. People Radio. This is hour two. We're here on Sunday, August the 18th, 2019. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
You can find everything about the program at wethepeopleradio.us. And we have added a comment section, if in fact you would like to make comments. Happy to do that. We have them not on the main page of the website, but on each show page. So you can comment about that program if you would like more information, if you, whatever. Just have thoughts. I don't know. It's comments. You know how to do that. So go and do that. We don't need your full name. It says your name. You can. I don't care what you put in there. You can use your dog's name. I'm all good with that. We like dogs. Don't use your cat's name, though. Bill hates cats. He probably won't read those.
No. No cat comments. I'm sorry. can't trust a cat.
Sneaky. Let's see. We're on here today with Dr. Lyle Rapacki and his friend, Jim Stockstill, who is also our friend. And kind of had to do a little retitling here. We're doing some witches, warlocks, high priests in the dark state. Huh? So in case you're bored of the deep state, we've given it a little bit of a, it's not really a facelift. I'm not sure. I walked myself into a blind alley there. Box Canyon.
No, not a Box Canyon.
Box Canyon. You know, it's weird. Little kids now don't watch Westerns. Like, they don't know who, like, the cowboys are. So, Box Canyon. Guess you have to be old. All the old people will get that joke. and the old people will laugh. Good job, Jim.
Yeah, that's true. I'm old people.
We are those people. Hey, so this hour, you guys, are you guys, we're going to move into a little bit of the dark state?
Yeah, I'll start a little bit. You
fight it out.
Published this for me. You guys have published this for me, and I appreciate it. It's an article that I wrote on the deep state and dark state, and I sent it out a little over a year ago, July. As you know, I'm privileged to write commentary and articles and sometimes people pick them up and they post them for me. And I talked about the dark state and the deep state. And the dark state is a different animal. The deep state are those people who have been around federal government 20 years, 15 years. They've ended up in the right cubicles. They're managers or department heads, and they really control the flow of paperwork and nominations and all sorts of things that make government function. So they can really slow things down or stir things up and create bottlenecks. But the dark state is a whole different animal, and I'm gonna actually quote it here. I'm just gonna read from my article. The members of the dark state are a different animal, although they too have gummed up the effective workings of government to accomplish their goals and agendas, namely to collapse the United States into the New World Order, the global community, which will be hedonistic and communistic in style and belief, and even worse. The members of this diabolical state are many, whose names you are acquainted with, the Clintons, Obamas, Schiff, Pelosi, Schumer, Clapper, Comey, Brennan, Mueller, with a very long list, and many within the list not named in publications. The list does not exclude Republicans, with many of the Republican side, like McConnell, McCain, Romney, Paul Ryan examples, and include the Bush family, to this list, with still many others who have adopted the global community goal. The silent coup that continues some 18 months after Mr. Trump's election is an example of the crises our nation faces, but many are placing a spin on the subject. The entire Russian collusion was a product of the dark state within the intelligence community, as well as the State Department working hand in hand to defeat and now impeach a properly elected president of the United States who is never a member of the dark state and who represents all the opposite the dark state stands for and has been implementing since Reagan. The combining of our nation's intelligence agencies, along with the cooperation of the Department of Justice and the State Department, with coordination coming from the White House, is breathtaking, scary, and unprecedented on many levels. The fact that members of the dark state are still influencing the appointments to serve in key positions for the president is simply one example of how deep and tangled the swamp truly has become. The ruining of lives and careers, finances and families is another example. The ability to develop sophisticated files and manufactured evidence and then have almost the entire so-called journalistic corps blindly and dutifully report and regurgitate such made-up lies is still yet another example of just how far-reaching the dark state network has evolved. The Department of Justice is so compromised that the IG report submitted to Congress was a truly big deal and an enigma. The report is a disappointment given the condition of the FBI and DOJ. So I wrote that, and there's more, but I won't read. But the dark state are those families, those people who really are globalists. They want to see the dissolving of the United States of America as a national sovereignty. We'll still keep the name United States or America, but we will no longer have those borders. And that's why you're seeing the fight take place on our southern border and why the Marxist Democrats are coming out very bluntly. There's just no kidding around. They're just very blunt saying, do away with the borders. There's no reason. And then they wrap it in some sort of touchy-feely type verbiage. But the whole concept behind that is to do away with our national sovereignty and to move us into the global community, the one world order, where there will be a very small international committee that or council that will run the world community. Now, the United Nations is a predecessor to that, but if you take the United Nations, you're getting to see a little bit of a picture of what the global community is like. They are not representative of any one nation, although it does appear that those nations that are Marxist and have Islamic leanings get favored treatment. But for the most part, what's happening here before our eyes, kind of like how you cook a frog on a stove in a pot of water, just really slowly so the frog just feels warm and gentle and happy until he's all cooked and he can't jump out. That's what they're doing globally. With Trump being in and stopping a lot of that or bottlenecking it up, it has caused them absolute apoplexy. They don't know how to get rid of this guy, and they have tried in multiple ways, if you get my hint. So what we're talking about here are people in the deep state who are career-minded people. They have the right corner office. They've gotten right promotions, and they're able to flow. They're able to interfere with the paperwork and the appointments and the flow of government. They can bottleneck it up and screw it around. But when we go to the dark state, we're talking about an evil state of people. And we're talking about people really globally, families that have evolved over hundreds of years to the point where they now are their own council. And this council of dark state folks are calling the shots. And that's why, and there's Americans on that council. And that's why there's such angst over the things that they're trying to do to collapse the United States economically, politically, militarily, border-wise, and otherwise. It hasn't worked. They can't, for the life of them, figure it out.
Well, so, they haven't. They've got somebody in the high office that is fighting them at every turn, thank God. And they aren't able to move at the speed they want.
Bill, and I wrote an article on this only 3 days or 4 days before the election when I said that Mr. Trump would win the election, and it was posted. I can send it to you all. I'm not just saying this, but it was about 4 days before the presidential election. I said that Mr. Trump would win, and it's because he's like Osiris in the Bible in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 45, where he talked about where God reached down and brought forward a guy named Cyrus. That was his name, just like your name is Bill and I'm Lyle. His name was Cyrus, and he was a king. He was not Jewish. He was not even really a nice guy. He was a businessman, if you'll allow me some latitude here. But go back and read it in Isaiah 45, and you'll see that I'm not making this up. He was very wealthy, very smart, very good at business, and God reached down and said, you are my appointed, not anointed, appointed.
Big difference.
And I'm bringing you forward, and I'm going to have you save the Hebrew people and the Hebrew nation from absolute total annihilation. And Cyrus did so. He resurrected, if you'll allow me, the Hebrew nation, and kept the Jews intact and kept them from total annihilation. I believe the Lord's done the same thing with Mr. Trump, and he's put him in the office for a period of time. I believe it's 8 years. We're finishing, three now. I believe it's a period of time by which he is giving the United States of America the opportunity to choose all over again. Who will you follow? Who will you serve? Are you going to serve man, the globalists, the Marxists, or are you going to serve me? This nation, as I wrote in a book that I published, and you guys were kind enough
we'll link that to today's page. Hold that thought. Got to come right back, and I think it's actually funny. God's a funny man. Pick the guy from New York. Let's see, who should we pick who could take a beating
and we'll fight back at every turn?
Pick a guy from New York. What a great idea. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Walking in these woods.
Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
We were going to play the whole thing, but, you know, we ran out of time. We thought you guys needed some Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. All right, boys.
So I'm going
to back to back to Cyrus. I didn't have a Cyrus song. Sorry about that.
That's all right. So God in Isaiah 45, Old Testament, you can read about Cyrus. You can read what he was like and who he was, and then how God chose him to save the Hebrews, which became the nation of Israel. Much like that, God saw where America, which is also a covenant nation with God, God ordained America, was really on life support with Obama. And if Hillary had gotten in, we would not be here today talking about this stuff. It wouldn't be allowed. So to give us some time and to answer some prayers, I believe, I think Jim does, I know Jim does, and others, we believe God reached down and said, I am going to choose somebody that is totally outside the realm of anything you can imagine, just like Cyrus was. But he is brilliant, and he is the right man at the right time, and he is going to give this country, America, an opportunity to decide all over again, who will you serve? Who will you follow? And that's, I believe, where we're at. But at the same time, at the head of the show here today, we're dealing with a spiritual war that's taking place because Trump has come into this thing to bring America back to its founding roots. And you go back to the founding roots, and that's what I talked about in my book, Our Forefathers Truly Appealed to Heaven. Our nation was formed by our forefathers seeking God's direction, and the media and the schools and everybody do not want people to believe that. That does not mean these were perfect men. That does not mean they walked on water. It does not mean that at all. They had many flaws, but they collectively sought God and said, we want a nation that represents you. And if you look at our legal system, you guys, it is patterned after biblical precedent. It's not patterned after anything else. That is that. So, and so that's what we're fighting. We're watching a country that was well on its way to being annihilated into the, and then brought into the global community. And Mr. Trump's come into there, and he has now reversed everything. Bill, what you're talking about with China, the economy, that the international economic system, same thing. America is now a very strong economic force. We have some problems, but very strong. Other nations are investing in America again. This hasn't happened in a number of years. It didn't happen in the Bush years, much less the Obama years. And it's now beginning to happen. And China, which has been a dominant economic force, don't get me wrong, they're now in serious, serious economic trouble. Very serious. And they have been soaking in as many billions that they can from the United States, and the United States is not getting anything in return. And Mr. Trump said, whoa, we're not going to do it that way. And he said the same thing to the Middle East. I think it's this year, the end of this year, the United States will become the leading exporter of oil. And that's another reason the Marxist Democrats hate what Trump has done and hate what this nation's doing, because we are becoming economically independent, and it's on oil and other natural resources, and they hate that. So
we were supposed to all live like a third world country with windmills.
Well, and we were dependent on Middle East oil. We're not dependent on them now.
Purposely. Yep. Okay. There you go.
So it was purposely done. I'll touch on that, and I'll move into what we can close out. If you look at Cyrus, Ezra and Nehemiah found favor with him, and they were able to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the walls that had been torn down, the gateposts that had been torn down in their temple. And Ezra had said, God has given us this moment, this short time span, so that we can try and get it right again. And that's what we equate to Trump. Not that he's, some evangelical, has everything right, but he's a business mogul that thinks like a businessman, so that is what's disturbing the others. But let me move into the other piece. For every action, there's going to be a reaction. For every cause, there's going to be effect. When you land in a continent and you have a group that confess and profess and make covenant and say, God, we want this nation this continent to be a light of your gospel. Well, there's another side of the equation that says, no, we're not going to allow that to happen. We don't want that to happen. And it's evil, whether people accept it or not. They used to hide in the shadows and you didn't hear much about it. Now you can see them just television every day. But this group, these 13 bloodline families, basically divided the world into three parts. The United States, with Canada and Mexico as a united group, would be a military apparatus. London would be the financial center, and the Vatican would be the center for the one world government. So they had a plan to do that. The banking cartel, controlled by a group called the Knights of Malta, they're the ones that control the military order and the top Western elites of the complex. These are, you know, the Lockheed Martins. These are the Boeings and all the military giants that make billions and billions and billions of dollars that is funneled into them. You move further down, though, there are the financial apparatus, and people that have read The Monster from Jekyll Island will understand that when the Federal Reserve was created by a bunch of gentlemen, quote-unquote, that were going on a duck hunt, not only did they form the Federal Reserve, and they tried to make it sound as, you know, governmental as they can, this is not a government agency, and they have not been audited, and people, presidents of the past, that have pushed to be audited somehow found themselves no longer breathing. These people do not even consider taking people out of the picture, so to speak, that get in the way. So you can check your food, your brakes, your gas lines at your house, and those types of things. But at a 30,000-foot level, for those that may never have heard, you know, you have Skull and Bones, you have the Club of Rome, you have the International Monetary Fund, you have the World Bank, you obviously, the Vatican has its own bank for its own city, the United Nations. So this is the Federal Reserve, we owe $22 trillion to. They literally over the years has siphoned off trillions of dollars, $200-300 trillion of dollars to these dark state groups. The money that they have to fund what they want to accomplish is unheard of. It boggles your mind the type of wealth that they have behind them. Different organizations that we could talk about that people would recognize their names. They may not understand what they do, and we can look into that further if your listeners want to in the future. But you look at some of the bloodlines that come from Europe over to the United States, the Astor bloodline, the Bundy bloodline, Collins, DuPont, Fremont, the Kennedy bloodline, the Rockefellers, the McDonald bloodline, the Rothschilds. These are the ones that sit back. I think the Rothschilds at one point said they had $300 trillion for this one group, that the information was intercepted out of one of their meetings. In the past, when the Bilderberg Group met, these are the elite of the elite. It used to be secret. They used to meet in different nations. Now they're publicized here in the United States, and you can get a list of some of those that attend those meetings. And ironically, Jared Kushner is one of those, Henry Kissinger and others. So this is not a game these people are playing. This is like monopoly for the world, and these people take it seriously. They have used MI6. They have used CIA. They have used some of the intelligence agencies around the world, where they have people in every place, in every major city of the world, because they want a one-world government with one banking system, one monetary fund, one religion, and then a military that is capable. You've seen the drive previously, like in Venezuela now. They do not have the weapons to resist this dictator because their weapons were taken away from them. That same thing was happening under the previous administration and would have continued under a Clinton administration to completely annihilate the Second Amendment, to take away the guns. They had FEMA camps set up. They were ready to have judges order pastors in to look at their sermons and anything that would mention anything about homosexuality or any other alternate lifestyle was considered hate speech. So they were prepared to charge these pastors with criminal charges because they were using hate speech that the elite did not consider to be proper. So this is a well-orchestrated, underneath the cover. But let me quickly shift into one other area.
Hold on. Let's arrest the shift. God, it sounds a lot like arrest shift, doesn't it? And that would be awesome. Yeah, from my lips to God's ears. Hey, so we got to take a really quick break here. Do a little celebration of capitalism. And I found another bad woman song. I got a lot of bad women song. We did a show about bad women one time. So anyway, should have played this the first hour, but I didn't want to skip it. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Jim Stockstill.
If you're out on a moonlit night, be careful of the neighborhood strays. Have a lady with long black hair trying to win you with her feminine ways. Crystal ball on the table, showing the future's the past. Same cat with them evil eyes. You better get out of there fast. She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you. She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you.
What I felt was right, like a rock, like a rock. I was strong as I could be, like a rock. Nothing ever got to me, like a rock. I was something to see, like a rock.
And we're back to you. Jim, I cut you off. You're back on, buddy.
Oh, that's all right. No, that's okay.
He's used to that, Aaron. A lot of us cut him off. I was doing a white paper. So no,
yeah, were you working on your white paper?
Yeah, no. A white paper. I stapled it. I'll send it in.
Let me just say, for self defense purposes, down there in Louisiana, the bayou, they don't even know what white paper looks like. They don't have.
Sounds like a whole different conversation.
Comes in a roll.
I was just gonna say, we've gone right to the single wide. Not good.
We need a laugh before this next part.
Oh,
this is a 2-hour presentation I make to Intel and to people that are very mature in the scriptures, and it will be one that I'll be teaching in the near future. But all of that, and like I said, it's very detailed and get into the weeds with a lot of it. But it takes money to orchestrate a worldwide cabal, worldwide takeover. The trillions that come from Federal Reserve and International Monetary Fund and the currency manipulation, that's all part of it. But another is this pedophilia, and it is a very lucrative trade. When you look at anyone from 16 years and older, they consider that can be a pedophile, and they usually prey on adolescents between 9 and 14. There are, you know, three different groups or different groupings of the pedophile, some that like just children, and then some that like a particular child, others that kind of blend teenagers and children, and then others that will have sexual engagements with male, female at any age. But between the sex trafficking of children at that age and keeping them locked up, and I want you to visualize this, and I believe I'd sent this to you, Aaron, that you go out into a particular state, and it's hilly terrain, it's forest, and you have 15 different hunting blinds up in trees that are set up, and then you have 12 or 13 on the ground that are appropriate size and they're furnished. And in each one of those is a child that is chained to a bed or chained to the wall. And for a price, you get to go into either the treehouse, which most of those are male dressed in camouflage. And on the ground, it can be more male and female. Both participate in that. And they do what they want to do. If you're as I said, a VIP, which I can't imagine there being such a thing as an animal, but considered to be a VIP within that realm, then you pay an extra amount of money to have that filmed. And if you were to, in whatever you're doing, destroy the product, then you have to pay future earnings of what that product would have earned. There are certain of those teenagers that are set aside to purposely impregnate. Now, that part of the dark state takes those babies and sells it to another part of the dark state that uses those for offerings and sacrifices. So it is a disgusting undercurrent. And I had confirmation recently of something that I had envisioned, and I had someone tell me that actually happened in a particular state exactly the way it was described. You have
oh my gosh,
resorts that are set up the same way, that each room is set up in a different pattern with a different theme, and there's a child in there, and these people visit palaces, castles, government agencies where they offer blood sacrifices. So it's not only getting some of those addicted to drugs and manipulating that way, but selling them at a price, and then what they can do with children that these produce. So they're manufacturing children. And then there's even more disgusting things that I won't even get into. So that is a very lucrative part of the business. Now, one of our former presidents has been linked very closely with this individual that theoretically committed suicide. And this individual supposedly had been to his private island 3 times, but intel shows that he had been there 27 times.
Well, let's see.
So when you have a private island, when you have a private island and it's set up for that particular function, or when you have a very nice jet, large jet, that is set up the same way that can fly and those type of atrocities take place, this is not only about the abuse of children, maiming those children. Occasionally those are deceased in some of the activities. But this is a tremendous revenue generator for the malevolent activities that take place in the near future. And I believe as we head into 2020, this suicide of Epstein is not going to stop what is going to be revealed. The 15 women that came forward, there are going to be others, and there are names on there of former cabinet members, former presidents, former senators and congressmen, current people in serving in Congress at not only the municipal levels where they have law enforcement, they have the local judge. This thing has permeated our society, and I pointed it out as a boil that is so grotesque and so disgusting it will nauseate the American people when this thing finally does come out.
How is this going to come out, Jim, if they have this influence in all these different branches? It sounds to me like it'd be pretty easy for them to keep it quiet.
I'm going
to
tell you an answer that is going to sound like a lot of you listeners like, here we go. Mm-hmm. When the church looks at Roe versus Wade, we have to fight that in the court system and do it legally because it is a law. This type of activity that we're looking at, and I can take you back and give you an example biblically, but there comes a point when God himself has to intervene. And he did it with Sodom and Gomorrah, and he did it with other, when he told the Israelites to go into Canaan and completely destroy people in different villages. And he had a reason for that, because they were offering children to Baal, the same thing. I personally believe, with all my heart, that the Lord is going to allow certain people to emerge and come forward and be protected under his care. I don't think the witness protection program or any of those. This is so disgusting to God. It's so nauseating in his nostrils, because these are children. And he, when you think of Cain and Abel, and Cain, you know, killed Abel, and God said his blood calls out to me, and even does today. The blood of these children is calling out to God. These are innocents. They have nothing to do with this. And they're being used, they're being killed, they're being maimed, and even their children are being taken away from them. Some of them are used to for body parts. Man cannot do this. Man will not be able to expose this. But if God in his justice and God in his authority and power, this is what I'm speaking to the church, and I know this is not the same type network, but I'm telling the church, you pray and watch God uncover this thing as we have never seen anything uncovered. We would have never thought we would be this far along in uncovering Strzok and Page and all the people that were involved in that cover-up at the FBI, but slowly and surely it happens. And then when that usually occurs, you'll find them turning against each other. And that's usually God's way of doing things with his enemies and causing them to destroy each other when he turns them against each other. With all of my heart, as a normal person and as a strong believer in scripture and the Bible, I believe that God is sick of this. And it's a worldwide problem. It's not just the United States. This is a network that goes worldwide, that he is going to intervene and put a stop to something that is one of the most disgraceful acts of this nation. And when the people see the names of the people involved, sports athletes, news anchors, you know, different people that you wouldn't even think about that have been involved in this, it is going to rock this nation as we have not been rocked before. Even the depression, some things we went through, this is going to rock the nation, and people, their confidence in our government is going to be shaken, and it's going to be a very dramatic time for our nation. It's going to be very precarious, because people will look and they will say, how can we trust in these leaders and so many different heroes that we looked up to, and they're so disgusting? You know, if you look at former presidents or former cabinet members or current cabinet members or current congressmen, leadership involved in this, people will look and be sickened by it. So I'll leave it at that. If Lyle wants to add to it, he can. But he can't
because we have to.
I'm the faith person, the religious person that looks at it from that standpoint.
And we appreciate that. We'll be right back with Lyle's take on this. And we figure the takedown's going to look like a chain reaction. They wrote a song about it. So we'll play that for you, and we'll be right back. We're back. So Lyle, what do you have for us?
I think what Jim was describing was the steady decline into depravity that this nation has experienced since the 60s, early 1960s, mid-60s anyway. I remember going to school. I was born in 1951, so you can do the math. But I remember going to school, and we had the Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer in grade schools. Nobody thought anything of that. Well, we're so far removed from that, but we're so far removed from the moral teachings, even in church. Churches are silent. Pulpits are silent. They're more entertaining than instructional. And if they are instructing, they're instructing actually humanism. They're instructing people to adopt compromised belief systems that pagan societies used to teach. This nation was never meant to be that. And so when you go back and take a look at where we were as a nation in the, let's say, mid-60s to where we are today, it's breathtaking, the decline. And then what Jim is talking about is but one dimension of this, because there's other dimensions we can discuss in the political arena and in other arenas that are all coming together to implode the United States. The United States is the target to be imploded, because as the United States goes, so go a number of countries in the free world. And the United States is especially now really holding up this movement into the one world government. So, and Trump is a huge, huge part of all of that. So they have to remove Trump. They have to remove the United States from the equation, and that's what we're seeing. And what Jim was just describing on the pedophilia is a decline in our moral standing as a nation, the abortion is, and other areas. But then we go into the political arena and some other arenas, which we can get into in another show. And you're finding that they're all working together, just from different dimensions, but the same goal: collapse the United States into a Marxist society and into the one world government.
Yeah, and that kind of sounds like, you know, a far-fetched idea and crazy talk, but it's not.
Not if you're halfway paying attention.
Not if you pay attention, Bill, and listen to what's going on.
Let me bring it home to you, though. Bill, let me make it so not so far-fetched. These women and these children that are abducted, and they are slaves, they're using those to come across our border, and they're in these caravans. And those women are not coming as mothers and children. They're coming as slaves that have been captured, and they're bringing, some of them are bringing diseases into the nation. Some of them are carrying different drugs, so they're being used as mules. The children are then coming across the border, and they are sent to different cities to be sold. So that's a very real reality that we see almost daily down at our southern border. So it's not only about immigrants coming over so Democrats can have more votes, but this is part of the pedophilia and the drug cartel working together to say, we will use some of the slaves you have and put them among some of our men that are military trained and move them into the United States. So, and I know Lyle has intel on that he probably can't, talk about, but that's a confirmation that that is taking place.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And you never hear of it. You never hear any of that in the mainstream media. Nobody wants to talk about it.
No, because this is all, we're separating kids from their parents, and we've built concentration camps and, all the rest of this crazy stuff. And for some reason, the left is absolutely not interested in talking about the human trafficking side of it. I know you're surprised about that.
Well, no, because if they did, Aaron, it would open up a Pandora's box.
Exactly.
They'd have to be held accountable. Yeah, so, if we don't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Let's talk about some feel-good stuff.
All these kids are legit. They're all coming with their parents.
Absolutely.
Except the numbers just don't bear that out.
The intel doesn't bear it out. you know, when you do the interrogations, and that's too strong of a word, but when you do the interviews, you come to find out these children are not even related to these people.
Right.
They were bought. You know, it's
that's what I mean. The numbers of kids that actually belong to the people that they came with.
Yeah.
There are way too many of them that are not Absolutely. Connected to those people. It's like, obviously,
but
something
bad going
on.
You know what I find very, very frustrating? All of that's frustrating. But you know what I find frustrating, and yet I shouldn't because of what the show's been, what we've been talking about tonight? I don't even see Republicans in Congress standing up and going after this. Not at all. There's one or two or three, maybe. But no, they just kind of go along. They're just quiet about it. It's very disgusting.
Well, the trick anymore is even if they did say something about it, the media isn't going to put that forward. So no one will ever know. It'll be they'll have to make their own YouTube channels, I guess, provided they could keep those up.
You get out here in the silent majority. I think what is going to happen, which is going to create a backlash, there could be a very, very serious civil war here in this nation. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist and a wackadoo on that. But people are getting really scared. And, yes, the economy is good, things are good, but they're getting really not at all happy and scared with what they're seeing and what they're hearing about anything from Russian influence to now the Islamic takeover of our Congress to the Antifa. It just goes down the list. The push to create Marxist America is not going to go over well. And there's enough people who are finally going to say, you know, Americans are very patient, and we are. We're a very patient people. But you come to a point that you push our patience, that's it. And that's what I'm seeing happen. Mm-hmm. You take a look at it, what happened in Oregon over the weekend with the Antifa riots.
Again. Yeah, we seem to have, in California, obviously, you know, we've made all sorts of laws that, you know, we don't
work.
Yeah, we don't want to keep our criminals in jail. And
that's right.
Drugs have nothing to do with crime. Drugs are just putting people in jail for no reason. Everything that both of you have talked about, that whole mindset just doesn't make sense to people. It just doesn't add up properly.
It's just hard to fathom.
The things that they're selling, though, the things that they're pitching, people aren't believing it. Even the people that are out there, rah-rah, sis, boom-bah, go Antifa, you know, when they come after them, party's over. They're no longer on the team.
They get silenced pretty fast.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it always turns back on them. Well, look at what happened with the whole Me Too thing. You know, that was all great for the left until it ate Al Franken and a bunch of other people. It's like, oh, whoops.
That's right.
I guess the knife cuts both ways. So, I've got about like a minute and some change.
Final thoughts?
Any final thoughts?
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Jim, no pressure.
We hit the 30,000-foot level, and if there is an interest that we can go a little bit deeper, then we'd be happy to return. I know there's...
Well, we already forced you to return, like, so we're already doing that.
I was just thinking that, you know, you hear about these women that are raped on the way, you know, to the United States. They're not being raped. These are slaves. And they're reported that way for emotional and all the other reasons the Democrats push. They could care less about these people. So it is a real tragedy that we're seeing happen. And as Lyle said, our elected officials, both Democrat and Republican, they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to look at it. They don't want to support the president. And yet I know that's the one issue that people rallied around him, build a wall, because they want something protecting us from that southern border. So I'll leave that part of my own. And in the future, I'll negotiate for higher than $2 an hour. I'll send some white papers.
Yeah, you're going to have to get yourself some white paper. That's the trick. I vote next week. We've got 7 days to work on our white papers before we come back so we can all be like
Thank
Dr.
You.
Lyle.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to play a happy song at the end.
Please, play something.
I'm going to play a happy song. All right, you're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
Jim and Lyle.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
His people prayed. And those who bear his name would only seek his face, yeah. And turn from their own way. And what would happen if we prayed for those raised up to lead the way? Then maybe kids in school could play. Unborn children see light of day. What if the life that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people